this money, is there any still any pressure on you when you come up with a new
There was always pressure. No, I feel like there's always pressure. I would try and, you know, not repeat the things that we've done before, so we're trying to do new things and different things, and it's hard, on sequels. It's really important to me that they're really good. You know, we worked on Sinister, on this movie, a bunch of times. It was a very difficult shoot. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely feel pressure to, on myself, you know, to try and not repeat what we've done, keep doing new things and good, you know, and make them good.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of the studios saying, oh, here comes Jason, get the cash registers ready, and then if they don't ring... Oh, wow.
Of course.
Despite all the business.
Yeah, well, the gallows didn't work, and that was a bummer. No one was happy. Luckily, the movies are not that expensive, so no one lost money on the movie, but no one made any either. So, yeah.
So there are several children in the film. How did that affect the shooting schedule, given the restriction with minors on set?
It's very hard to shoot with kids. You can only shoot very short hours, and you have to have tutors on set. And so it added a bunch of days, so that we had shot a Sinister 2 in many more days than we normally we shoot a movie from 20 to 25 days, and I think this movie was more like 30 to 35.
Did you always want to have real life brothers play the brothers?
No, we didn't. That would be a hard thing to ask a Casper to do, but it was a great thing that it happened. But I don't think that the mandate was they better be real brothers. But it was a happy coincidence.
Just so did they go in separately? Or, I mean,
you know, I don't know how they came into cast. I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know how that happened. You have to ask Kieran that. I'm not sure.
And how did you get Riley Kieran to take over from this year?
Well, we went to Scott first. Thank you very much. We went to Scott first, and Scott said, I will write it and produce it, but I'm not going to direct it. And I said, okay. And then I said, let's find a director together. And Scott had seen Citadel. I hadn't seen it. And Scott sent it to me, and I thought it was a really cool, interesting movie. And to your point, there were a lot of kids in it. So I felt like he was good at doing scary stuff and good at working with children, getting good performances out of kids, which is a different kind of directing than... out of adults, I think you direct children very differently, and I loved it. And so Scott and I met with Kieran, and we were all on the same page, and we went off. And he's done a great job, I think, working in an environment where there were a lot of voices. You know what I mean? It's not like our original movies where they, you know, there's a lot of things kind of he had to stick to, and he did a great job. And I really want to find another project with him. I'd like to work with him again on something.
Out of all the films you've done, do you have a favorite?
A favorite movie for myself? No, I always say I can't pick favorites. It's not like I have a favorite and I'm not telling you. Mm-hmm. You know, you have such different relationships to the movies. Like, I love Whiplash, the result of Whiplash, but the process of making Whiplash is really hard, you know? So it's like, I don't really think that way. And it's hard to divorce the process from the final result. I think if I did that, I wouldn't be a good producer, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and there's some movies that, you know, didn't either do financially very well or critically very well, then the process of making them was great. So it's hard to really say a favorite.
The scene that grossed me out was the rat scene.
The rats and the tummies?
Yes.
Well, you know, that actually happened. Christians used to do that to people that wouldn't convert in the 1500s. So I was going to ask you about that.
They would put hungry rats on their stomachs?
Well, they would put the rats...
And put a coal
on
the top?
Stomach, and then they would heat the thing up.
Really?
And the rats, the only way they could get out was to go through the body.
Oh, my God.
I thought that's where you got that.
Well, I'm sure... I didn't write it, but Cargill wrote it. I bet he did. I'm sure
there's
he did.
There's a lady that wrote
it. I did not, never had seen it and never heard of it before, but I bet you he did. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, because they showed the thing where he's pulling out the teeth through Christians. Did all of that.
Yeah.
In the name of Christianity.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I can't think of her name, but a lady wrote a book, The Dark Side of Christianity. And during the Crusades and stuff, the Christians did that to people who wouldn't convert.
Wow. Crazy.
Our Lord
crazy.
And Savior.
You got to ask Cargill, but I bet you he got it from that. I'm sure he did.
I work with kids that are learning how to work on radio station, video editing, and things like that. What is your advice for people that are new to the business that want to get into producing horror films?
My advice is always to... technology is so accessible now. You can really shoot. You can shoot a movie on your phone. And my advice is always to do it yourself. Write a story that can be shot somewhere that you can get for free. Your apartment or whatever, or a park, right? And cast it with people that are your own age or close to your own age that you know, or like an actor that you know would want to do it. And keep making, you know, shorts, even if they're 2 or 3 minutes long. And the more that you do that, and then you can edit it on your computer, the programs are pretty great and pretty cheap. And the more that you keep doing that, the better that you will be. You don't get better at making movies by trying to get a movie made. You know what I mean? I think you get better at making movies by making them. And they don't have to be movies. They can be shorts. That's what I always say to people.
I can't pass this up. I need any more paranormals?
Yes, of course. Paranormal 5 comes out in October 23rd. It's our last one. That's it.
The last time we spoke, I think you mentioned something that it was...
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is it. This is it.
If the last one grosses $1 billion, you're telling me you would make it...
No, what I have said on the record, what I have said is that some version of Paramount and Blumhouse would reboot it at some point, but even if it makes $1 billion, there's not going to be Paranormal 6 next October. It's not happening. Okay. But that it may be rebooted at some point is possible. But every other paranormal we've always said if it does well, we'll make another one, and we're not saying that this time. Oh. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Going 3D for the first time on this one, right?
Found footage 3D.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
And why now? Why suddenly make 3D launch after having this?
We talked about making the second one 3D.
Yeah.
And we talked about making the third one 3D and the fourth one 3D. And the reason, real reason that we didn't do it is because you can't make a 3D movie from no script to in the movie theater,
yeah.
12 months, you just can't do it. So there's been more time between Paranormal 5 and the last Paranormal than ever. There's been more break. And that's why we actually got to make it. Well, they were related. We really were like, this is the last one. We want to make it 3D. We're not going to be able to do it in 12 months. And so the two things were related to each other. But that was really why, is that we allowed our... It's connected to it being the last one, that we allowed... Okay. We didn't feel like... We didn't force ourselves to get it out in a year. And as soon as we took that pressure off, we could not just think about making it 3D, but actually do it. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a possibility for a third Sinister? And if
I hope so.
Would you ever consider doing it from Bugle's point of view, or maybe going into his history?
I hope we get to make a third one. I think there's a ton of mythology around Bugle and stuff. I think it'd be very cool. Would we consider doing it from his point of view? We would consider anything, because we haven't thought about it. So it's possible. I would never say never.
Sam, you said that last time we talked, you did something with Ty West. And I love his concepts and his writing.
Yeah.
So is there something in store with Blumhouse and him, just the two of you guys?
Yeah, it's called Valley of Violence.
Okay.
It's a Western. It's John Travolta and Ethan Hawke star in it. And it's very cool. And hopefully it'll come out at some point next year. Yeah.
So any other genre, since that's a Western, I mean, and obviously you did, Whiplash, so any other genres you wanted to...
Well, I'm really into thrillers at the moment, so we have Boy Next Door and The Gift,
yeah.
Which opens on Friday, which is a thriller, and, we're doing this movie for young girls called Gem and the Holograms,
which
comes out actually the same day as Paranormal Activity. We have two movies coming out on the same weekend.
Uh-huh.
Different audiences. So yeah, we are dipping our toe into other genres, but I don't want that to... I didn't start doing scary movies to try and do other movies. Like, I want to continue... The focus of the company will continue to be scary TV shows and scary movies, and every so often if something else slips in there, that's great, but it's not... We're not pivoting.
You mentioned TV shows, so what we
did The Jinx this year, which was cool. We have a show on WeTV which premieres in Josh, when does it premiere? November?
We don't know.
South of Hell?
We can't say.
Premiere. Hopefully we'll be in this fall. Hopefully we'll come out this fall. We shot 7 episodes. It's called South of Hell, and Eli Roth directed the pilot. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's our next up in TV. We actually have a documentary also coming out on HBO in October called How to Dance in Ohio, which was at Sundance, which is coming out in October for HBO, which is different than our scary movies, but it's a cool movie.
Well, I mean, I think for all of us, I mean, when you say Blumhouse, you first thing that comes to mind is scary movies.
That's good. Well, that's good. That's how I like it. That's good.
When you first started as a producer, did you envision your career kind of revolving around the horror genre? Or
no, I really didn't. God, when I first started my career, I don't know how I envisioned my... The first movie I made was Kicking and Screaming. It was Noah Baumbach's movie. I guess I thought I would be in, like, independent art house movies is, I think, where I thought I would, or where I kind of wanted to be. And I did a little bit of that, and I did other kind of movies, too. But that was my interest. But sometime after I'd been doing it for 10 years, I shifted. A lot because I feel like a lot of the independent movies of the 90s that I kind of grew up in the business with, I think a lot of that work is on television now. And so I think if you want to do movies in a movie theater, it's fun to do genre movies that people jump in their seats.
We have time for one more question.
Do you ever hear from the community that deals with paranormal activities? Do they contact you?
Yeah, they do,
say,
all the time.
Yeah, hey, you're touching something
all
real
the time,
close.
All the time. Or they say they have a movie idea, or they say, come film this seance, or they say, you don't know anything about paranormal, the real paranormal activity, and I'll show you. But yeah, they do all the time.
You ever listen to them?
There's one person, I listen. I read online and I listen. There's one person I met with a few times who we've almost done something with, who has had some cool ideas. But yeah, we always listen. Cool. We always listen.
Well, have you had any experiences to make you have to contact some
no.
of those people?
No, I never had an experience. No, I never contacted
a good priest
them. No,
come
no,
in and
no,
bless
no,
a
no.
few things.
I did see a ghost once, but I didn't call a paranormal expert. I let it lie.
Wow. See, if you were born in a Latin country, trust me.
I would have called an exorcist. Exactly.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.